Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, in today's show, we're going to be talking about Quran. Quran being the greatest miracle of the seal of the messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Now, we want to see how is this Quran the greatest miracle. It is a claim that needs some backing. And we said that the truth is that whenever we look at the Holy Quran from different points of view, each one presents another image of its miracle. For instance, eloquence. Number two, the worldview of Quran and the quality of its content. The scientific discoveries. And fourth one is hidden news. You know, Quran has informed us of the future, some of the incidents of the future. And last but not the least, lack of contradiction and disputes in Quran. We know that every discussion has two aspects, letter and content. So today we're going to focus on the first of these points, that is the eloquence of Quran. And we're going to expand on that. How is that eloquence of Quran a miracle? So these letter and content is what constitute any discussion, right? Whatever letters and words of beauty contain the necessary unity and are free of complicated and complex expression, and also the sentence structure is such that they are exactly what one desires to hear, and they attract the hearts, not just the minds. In addition to minds, they attract the heart. That expression is called eloquence. This is how we would define eloquence. The Quran has both of these two qualities to the highest extent possible, so that to date, no one has been able to bring verses and chapters with such attraction, sweetness, and tone. The Prophet has been called a magician by the disbelievers. We know that in the books of the history, there are stories that are mentioned where he was labeled to be magician. This calling the Prophet a magician is to admit to the extraordinary effects of Quran in the sense that it cannot be explained and justified in simple terms, and it must be recognized as being something miraculous. When is it that anybody would label something to be a magic? You know, this is when they feel that they do not have the power, they do not have the strength to produce something like that. This is when people start labeling that thing as magic. Now, Quran has been labeled as, God forbid, the magic of the magician, and in this case, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does this tell us, brothers and sisters? This tells us that the content of this Quran, the eloquence of this Quran, the words used in this Quran, they are of so high level that people could not, even those who were poets at that time, those who were literary people of that time, they could not reproduce a book like that. So what did they call it to be? They called it to be a magic. But instead of them accepting the truth and considering it to be a miracle and gaining faith, they took the way of myth and legend. They were led astray and said that it was a magic. So this tells us how helpless they felt, right? Otherwise, if somebody does not feel helpless and they know they can counter that challenge, they would have gone ahead with that. They wouldn't have called Prophet magician and this Quran to be a magic. This is a clear evidence of the eloquence of Quran. We're going to go for a short break, and once we come back, we're going to discuss more about this eloquence of Quran. Stay with us. ¶¶
thou seest the mountains, and thinkest them firmly fixed, but they shall pass away as the clouds pass away. With this verse, the Quran informs us that mountains are not motionless as they seem, but are in constant motion. What does the movement of mountains, like clouds, mean? What do scientists say about this fact informed by the Quran 1400 years ago? Now, let us see what science says about it. For the first time in history, a German scientist called Alfred Wegener proposed that the continents of the Earth had been attached together when it first formed, but then drifted in different directions, and thus separated as they moved away from each other. However, geologists understood that Wegener was right only 50 years after his death, that is, in the 1980s. As Wegener pointed out in an article published in 1915, the land masses on the Earth were joined together about 500 million years ago, and this large mass, called Pangaea, was located in the South Pole. These continents, which emerged after the split of Pangaea, have been constantly moving on the Earth's surface at a rate of several centimeters per year, and in the meantime changing the sea-to-land ratios of the Earth. This movement of the Earth's crust, which was discovered at the beginning of the 20th century as a result of the geological researches, is explained as follows in Science Resources. The Earth's surface, which consists of the crust and upper mantle, is made up of parts called plates. There are six large plates and numerous small plates forming the surface of the Earth. According to this theory, called plate tectonics, these plates move on the Earth by drifting the continents and the ocean floor. It is calculated that the continental movement is 1 to 5 centimeters per year. As the plates move like this, changes happen in the geography of the world. For instance, the Atlantic Ocean expands every year. An important point to mention here is this. In the verse, Allah uses the word tamuru, drifting, to describe the movement of the mountains. It is interesting that the term used by scientists today is continental drift. The word used by the Quran and the term scientists use is the same. Both the Quran and scientists use the word drifting for this movement. It is a great miracle that this fact, which has been discovered by science recently, is mentioned in the Quran. And this also proves clearly that the Quran is the word of Allah, and the person who informs us about it is the messenger of Allah. Those who reject it have to explain how Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, obtained this knowledge 1400 years ago.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about Quran being the miracle and the greatest miracle of the seal of the messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in order to back up this claim, we said that the eloquence of Quran is one of those aspects that can be zoomed into in order to understand how this is the biggest miracle of the Prophet till the end times. There's going to be no other book that is going to parallel Quran. This is our claim. In the history of Islam, it can very often be seen that whenever harsh individuals went to see the Prophet or hear verses of the Holy Quran, they changed their direction in life and allowed the light of the Holy Quran to guide them. This well shows that the attractions and eloquence of the Quran are miraculous. It cannot be anything less than miraculous itself if people are falling for it like this. The words of the Holy Quran are very accurate. they are mixed with the purity of expression, and at the same time are clear and enlightening, as well as, when necessary, they are firm. So this tells us the completeness of this eloquence. You know, it's not just one aspect in which Quran is eloquent. It is all-rounded concept that when Quran intends to be harsh, it does that in an eloquent manner as well. It is necessary to point out that the Arabic language at that time had progressed a great deal as a language, and examples of poetry during the age of ignorance before the appearance of Islam are among the best poems from the point of view of language. So we cannot just say that, okay, people at that time, they didn't know any Arabic, they were not well educated, their academics in terms of their linguistic skills, they were not high enough, that's why they could not reproduce something like that. No, that's not the case. If you look through the books of history, you would find out that people of that time, they were poets of a very high caliber, and their poetry was very eloquent. But when compared to this divine scripture, Quran, it was not even close. It was famous that every year the greatest literary men of Hijaz would gather together and would offer the best examples of their poems in a commercial literary center in the market. One poem would be chosen as the best of the year. They would write it down and recite it in Kaaba. At the time of Prophet, 7 of these still existed and were called Mu'allaqat-e Sab. Okay, but after the descent of the Holy Quran, they paled in comparison to the eloquence of the Holy Quran, so that one after another, they were removed from there and were forgotten in history. Probably this is the first time you're hearing about it. Why? Because Quran completely removed all of these samples of eloquent writing and poetry. Why? Because the Quran itself was the peak of it. So people remember Quran and it remained preserved in the history, whereas those pieces of poetry, which were considered to be the highest level of poetry of the year, and they were awarded with, you know, rewards and all that, they are forgotten. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first holy imam, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is himself a great student of the Holy Quran. And he also says in the Nahjul Balagha that the spring of hearts is in the Quran, and it is the source of the springs of knowledge. There is no better way to remove the rust of the hearts and souls of the people than through the Holy Quran. So see how much significance and importance Imam Ali alayhi salam, who himself was a very eloquent person, look at his statements and his speeches and his letters in Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence. He is also looking up to Quran. What more evidence do we need? Thank you for staying with us for this show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.